go down. Jamal Adams.
All over McCoy for no gain.
Jamal, from the time you got drafted up until now, overall, what has been the best part about being a professional athlete?
You know, really just being around my teammates and, you know, building relationships with guys that come from different backgrounds and have played, you know, college football all over the world. And it's just fun to, you know, connect with guys and build those relationships and go out there and compete on the football field.
You've mentioned before that growing up, one of your biggest dreams was to play in the NFL. So you're here, you've made it. What are the next goals you've set for yourself within this career?
You know, I'm really not focused on what's going to happen next. I kind of live day by day and try to win each day. You know, I have goals for myself, but I really keep them to myself. I really, you know, focus on the team, what I can do to help the team. So those goals, you know, for me individually are in the back of my mind and kept to myself.
Ain't much to say tonight. That's one team of heartbeat, bro. I'm not going to compete. You know what time it is. Get your mind right.
A lot of the guys on the team, especially some of the older guys, have referred to you as a leader on the team. Coming into this organization, was that one of your main goals, or is that just you?
You know, I've always been a leader. I think you're just kind of born to be a leader. I think you can work on becoming a better leader. Just like saying that you're a leader all of a sudden, it just doesn't work out like that. So I think that it's the things that, you know, you're raised to do, just the hard work and, you know, the respect and just how you go about, you know, everyday life starts at a young age. I mean, I've always been that leader. I've always been outspoken and I always had a big personality, so I just ran with it.
How about everybody here gets tickets? How about that?
Yeah! Yeah!
All right, there we go, fellas. Hey, nice playing with y'all.
You seem to be a fan favorite. You're always out there talking to the kids, right, talking to the fans. Even got to see you last week in Denver, talk to some of the Denver fans, and right, you made their day, which was really right, cute. Why do you feel such a connection to the fans?
Because I used to be a fan. I was that little kid that was running around, picking up the footballs off the field and just throwing, going to NFL games, one day hoping to be like that guy. I don't take those things for granted because this game doesn't last, and I always want to make a kid's day. And when I see a little kid on the sideline that's wearing my jersey or that has anybody else's jersey on that represents the Jets, you know, I definitely go up to him and, you know, high five him and just try to make his day or her day.
You seem to be quite the family man. We've seen your mom, your dad at the games. We've seen your dad on the field.
Yeah.
What's it like to have that kind of a support system?
You know, I'm very fortunate to have two outstanding parents. My mom gets all the credit for off the field. My father gets the credit on the field. So I gotta always throw in moms. Because, you know, my mom gets mad if I just talk about my dad. So, mom, you get all the credit off the field. My father, on the field and off the field, he helps me, goes over what I could have done on the field to better my game or what he's seen to help me. And then we just talk about life, period. Not only is he's a father, you know, he's my best friend.
Hey, I just know I got a PBU. I got a knockdown.
The PBU is nice.
I'm waiting on y'all to complete a ball on me, though.
Take me back to one of the most memorable moments or plays so far this season on the field.
The first moment for me would have to be my first sack against Jay Cutler, the Dolphins. That was a highlight for me. The next highlight would be when we beat Jacksonville and kicked the game-winning field goal. So that was a great moment.
And he drills it!
We're going to round you out as a rookie, okay? So I'm going to ask you a few questions. Answer them the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
Your favorite music to get pumped up to?
Drake.
Coolest person you've traded jerseys with?
Fortnite.
First big purchase?
My car.
Jokester on the team?
Myself.
Yourself?
I'm going to see how many people I can get that I'm mic'd up.
Who would you prank if you could?
Tez. Yeah, he tries to get me all the time. I don't know why. I'm like, Ted, leave me alone.
When that video of you guys dancing at Thursday Night Football went viral, you tweeted at Dancing with the Stars. You said, I'm ready, right? What would your pitch be to them if you could make a pitch right now?
I'm ready to go. You know, just sign me up, call me. I'll be there, and I'll definitely win, so.
But why should I bring you on? Like, I don't know. I've seen
it's just the personality. I'm gonna bring the flavor and the sauce to the show. I'm gonna make people want to watch the show. If they invited me, I'll give it a go.